podcast family, welcome to day 15 of our Fast from Wrong Thinking. Today we are fasting from the thought that says, God is far from me. So today's episode is dedicated to reminding you that you have total access to the presence of God no matter what you've done or how far you may feel from Him. I hope this encourages you today. Enjoy.
I'm as close to God as you are. What's the difference? What's the difference in our joy quotient? What's the difference in our happiness quotient? It's your awareness of His presence. It's your acknowledgement of His presence. It's your worship of His presence. It's you activating the reality of His presence. It's you being like, okay, God is with me, so you know what? I declare God is with me. I declare God is for me. I declare God is in me, so everything's gonna be all right. It's that acknowledgement. It's not like me saying that causes God to be closer to me. It's me saying that causes every neurotransmitter in my brain to hit the pleasure center and say, Psalm 16:11, in His presence is fullness of joy, and at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. God's presence is what brings fullness of joy. In His presence. So you say, oh man, I gotta worship a little harder to get in His presence. No, you have to become more aware that you're already in His presence by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19 says that we come boldly into the holiest place. By what? The blood of Jesus. Why? Because the blood of Jesus removed sin. And what did sin do? It separated you from God. So what does the blood of Jesus do? It separates you from the thing that was separating you. The blood of Jesus is a sword that cuts sin away. Your past, present, and future sins, they're all washed. They're all forgiven. They're all buried. They're all forgotten. And so why? So that now you can have fellowship with God, which delivers you from what? It delivers you from fear. Because of Christ Jesus our Lord, nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Emmanuel, God with us, so that you will never have to be separated, never have to be alone ever again. You will never be alone again. Never alone again. Never alone again. And never separated from God.
There's so many skeptical Christians and self-righteous people that are like, oh, no. Your sins will still separate you from God. Isaiah 59:2. Yes, your sin separated you from God, is what Isaiah 59:2 says. But Jesus removed our sin, so there is no separation between us and God anymore. Yeah, but if you sin, you know, you're separating yourself. Every time you sin, you're separating yourself from God. No, you're not. Because every time you sin, Jesus had already paid for it. And Jesus doesn't come with reference to your sin more than once. He comes once. He saves you. He dies for your sin. He saves you if you accept Him. And it's over. It's done. All your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. Whether you want to admit that or not, it is the absolute truth verified in Scripture. I will remember your sins no more. Hebrews 8, verse 12 says, your sins I've removed from you as far as east from west. It's not when you repent of them. It's not when you confess them. It's when the blood of Jesus swept them away. And either you accepted His offering for your sin or you reject His offering for your sin, but it's not one of each. It's not some of both. You're either forgiven or you're not.
When the prodigal son leaves the father, as soon as he leaves the father, but within two verses, he's wasted everything. In other words, only in his connection with his father is he thriving. But when he's disconnected from his father, it says, and then he left his father, and within days, he squandered everything he had. You always make bad decisions when you disconnect from your father. You always make good ones when you stay with him. God is Father. When you fellowship with your father, you'll make good decisions. When you live a life disconnected from your father, when you live a life broken because of how you grew up, and you see God as a distant God out there, then you'll make bad decisions. But when you realize, no, He's always coming after you. Even when the son is lost, the father's looking for him every day, every day. The father's looking for him every day. Finally, he sees him out of the corner of his eye. In verse 20, he sees his son coming back to his senses. But while he's still a long way off, and this ought to encourage somebody, no matter how far off you are from God's will, God sees you from a long way off. He feels compassion for you from a long way off. He runs to you from a long way off. He embraces you and kisses you. And when he says he kissed him, that word in the Greek language, it's a word that means a continual action. So he kept on kissing him. You want to know what God is like? He's a kisser. And he keeps on kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing and kissing. Because what a kiss says is, I accept you. What a kiss says is, I forgive you. Now, this is the kisses of the Father. Remember the context here. The Son has wasted the Father's estate. So when he kisses him, it says, I accept you. Even though you're dirty, I accept you as you are. He didn't say, go clean up so I can kiss you. He kissed him while he was filthy. He had just come out of a pig's trough. He kissed him to say, I accept you. He kissed him to say, I forgive you. Then he kissed him again to say, I restore you. This is why he kissed him over and over again. God's kissing you today. No matter who you are, he's kissing you. And he says, I accept you. Your insecurity dries up. He says, I forgive you. The gap disappears. He says, I restore you. And you feel thankful. He says, you're still royal in my book. And he gives you back your authority. And he says, you don't have to beat yourself up about this. You're not going to be a servant in the back of the house somewhere. You're my son. Let's celebrate.
I'm going to go through a good time. Thanking him for the goodness that he brought me. I'm going to go through a tough time. Thanking him for the goodness he's about to bring me. Because his goodness and his mercy will follow me and follow you all the days. All the days of your life. I think last time I did a study on all the days, Monday was in there. Tuesday was in there. Yesterday was in there. Tomorrow was in there. The good days are in there. The bad days are in there. The days I really, really am doing good are in there. The days I'm really not doing so good are in there. The days I don't know what to do are in there. The days I know what to do are in there. The days I feel like giving up are in there. The days I feel like I'm on top of the mountain, they're in there. Days I feel like I'm in the bottom of the valley, they're in there. For his goodness and his mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and yours too.
Sometimes we feel guilty. Sometimes we feel ashamed. Sometimes we just beat ourselves up. Sometimes we think God's mad at us. Sometimes we think God's judging us. Sometimes we think God's not listening. Sometimes we think God's so far away. All of those feelings and thoughts have to subject themselves to this truth. You're his dearly loved son or daughter, and you bring him great joy. When will I bring him great joy? After I do some stuff for God, after I clean up my act. Wait a minute. Jesus didn't do anything yet. He didn't do anything yet. And he brought the Father great joy. Just being his son brought the Father great joy. When you realize this truth, that you have the victory, that you are approved, that you are loved, he says he loves you just the way you are, but he'll never leave you. He'll clean some stuff up and he'll help fix it. But here's the thing. He doesn't clean you up and then say, okay, now I'll accept you. He accepts you just the way you are. And then a process of transformation takes place because now your life feels safe in the love of the Father.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast today. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss any of these episodes and share this with someone you know who would be encouraged by it too. You can also let Gregory Dickow know what you thought about today's episode by hitting him up on Facebook or Twitter @Gregory Dickow. Have an amazing day.